سيد الرئيس، في البداية اغتنم هذه المناسبة.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to thank you for this opportunity provided by HCR under the direction of the High Commissioner. We welcome their efforts to support refugees. This meeting is held at a time where the global situation is extremely difficult. Each of us has to support the efforts of UNHCR to ensure protection and safety for the most vulnerable. Our history saw humanitarian generosity. We provided in-kind contributions and financial contributions to address the many humanitarian crises in the world. This was provided to a number of international organizations for a value, just to HCR alone in 2010 to 2019, was over $434 million. The objective being to finance interventions in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Mali, and other countries for a number of years. As I have said, the world is facing a difficult point in its history. There are crises, wars, and this has led to mass displacement, to migration, sometimes illegal migration. This means that strategic partnerships are needed and specialized programs to address the root causes through a shared vision, starting with the promotion of mediation efforts, the settlement of conflicts by peaceful means, and action in keeping with the tripartite plan. The Humanitarian Development and Peace Plan, in keeping with the Global Humanitarian Summit of 2016. I am happy to reaffirm here that Kuwait will continue its support to the international efforts to help refugees. And I make this statement at a time when the World Forum on Refugees is approaching just 1 year after the conclusion of the Global Compact. To confirm our commitment to solidarity with refugees, I take this opportunity to reiterate our commitment to HCR and our contribution of $1 million. That is a contribution in principle in the context of our annual voluntary contribution. I also would like to inform you that Kuwait has continued to pioneer in humanitarian assistance and has been preparing to host an international conference to support education in Somalia. We are convinced of the importance of education and combating illiteracy. Mr. President, in conclusion, I wish to reiterate our commitment to HCR. We call on all stakeholders to support their commitments, to fulfill their promises. Kuwait will continue to promote humanitarian action and support refugees everywhere in the world in order to alleviate their suffering without any political agenda. Thank you.